What's up, Raza Chicano Casters? Yup, third show after my comeback. This one is Chicano Cast number 46 on the Super Bowl and COVID and how it has affected our raza. This is Fernando Amador from Downey, California. I wasn't sure I wanted to get into this, but, you know, I just can't get it off my mind. So I decided to bore the fuck out of you with facts and figures. But hopefully maybe scare you into taking this COVID shit and the science seriously. But before I begin being a judgmental asshole, I have to admit that I attended a small Super Bowl get-together. I shouldn't have, but I did. There were maybe 10 of us there. So if you don't hear from me for a while, it's because, you know, I'll be paying the fucking COVID consequences por pendejo. But raza, something crazy about this get-together? That was, of course, all Latinos. And when we started talking, just about everyone there had already had COVID. So it made me think, is this a reflection of raza in Los Angeles? Have enough raza in LA had the virus so that we maybe have reached some type of brown herd immunity? Is that why the numbers are dropping in LA all of a sudden? And the dumbass scientists can't really explain it? Raza, it would be nice if this were true, but most likely not. Most likely it's a drop after the holidays. And another rise is coming due to opening up of restaurants and other places. So don't be a pendejo like me. Avoid gatherings. You know, if not for yourself, for the ones you love. Anyway, Raza, that damn Tom Brady, he ruined another fucking Super Bowl for me. Well, this one, not so much. But for my friend who hosted, he's a big Kansas City fan. And homeboy quería chillar. Ni modo. Tom Brady is the GOAT. I hate to say it, but it is undeniable. The numbers speak for themselves. Fucker is making it look too easy, and we all know that it's not. Well, maybe, you know, except for him, right? It really was a boring game, though, Raza. Kansas City was never in it. But Raza, did the halftime show make up for it? Don't ask my old ass. I don't know. You're lucky I even know who the Weeknd is. Hey, can I call myself the Weekday? Because that's when I do my work, orale. But actually, I do. I am trying to get a show out every Friday. Damn, shouldn't have told you guys. Pinches metiches. Will be, hey, Chicano Cast, where's my Friday show? Me fallaste, cabrón, orale. Anyways, back on to the halftime show. I did like when all the momia-looking fools were bumping into the Weeknd. I was just waiting and kind of hoping he would drop the mic. Pinche hater, right? But I'm glad that he didn't. I like that song, actually. You know, it's my favorite from the two songs of his that I know. So, Raza, what's the best cruda cure? Because myself, I always take the Monday after the Super Bowl off of work. That's right, because I know I'll be crudo as shit. So, is it menudo? Sounds really good, but not for me. Because, you know, I'm too crudo and lazy to get it. And if I ask my wife, the answer will be, pues querías tragar mierda, ¿verdad? Ahora te aguantas. Is it clamato and beer? That one is a little more in line with my cruda cure. The hipster Chicanos probably go for the agua de coco, right? It's in style and probably works. Or maybe your thing is anything spicy, just really spicy. That one is not for my old ass. Not for my old stomach. Because it'll start with that acid reflux shit. And once that happens, ya valió madre. Raza, let me tell you my cruda recipe. It's simple, it's easy, and I'm sure you have it right at home. Yep, more beer. Or as my wife would say, más mierda. That's right, échale más mierda a la mierda. The hair of the dog that bit you. So yeah, Raza, the way I do it is before anything else, that morning that I wake up crudo, I have a beer. Yeah, it smells nasty, tastes like crap, but little by little, I drink it. It usually gives me a little buzz. That is, if I don't still have a buzz from the frickin' night before. And then, right when I finish it, I go for a second. Yep, a second beer. Usually, I drink Mexican beer. Something light, usually a lager. And the second one, pues entra más mejor. You almost start enjoying the second one halfway through. Pero cabrones, don't enjoy it too much, because if you do, you will go for that third beer. And if you drink a third beer, pues, it becomes a peda all over again. So be careful. So two beers, that's it. It will make you feel better. Then you can go for that menudo, the ceviche or whatever else spicy you like to eat for the cruda. So Raza, write to me and let me know your cruda recipe. I'm at chicanocast@gmail.com. And I hope to hear from you. And pinches huevones, give me a review on iTunes or whatever platform you use to listen to this show. You know, it'll help me make the show better and even funnier. Órale, que mamón. Raza, I quickly want to give a quick shout out to my friends over at My Grito Industries. If you aren't familiar with My Grito, My Grito is a Latino-run independent label and artist collective, helping give Latino artists a voice. Check out what they've been doing at mygrito.net and on their socials on Instagram at mygrito. Raza, quick break here. Gotta take a drink. Today it's Lagunitas Stereo Hopic IPA. Give it a try. This is pretty damn good. If you like bitter and you like hoppy, this is damn good beer. And no one's paying me for this. I just like craft beer. Okay, Raza, let's move on to something a lot more serious. So listeners, COVID-19 is affecting our gente at crazy disproportionate levels. It is so bad here in LA County that my son's Filipina American girlfriend, who is a teacher, so she's educated, but yet she asked me yesterday, Mr. Amador, do you think it's due to something genetic that Latinos are getting COVID more than other races? So I says, like your old ass veterano tío, right? I says, órale. So I said to her, I don't think so. I think it's just a marginalized society that has lacked benefits and the basic health needs and has become the underpaid and underappreciated essential manual labor workforce for the USA. And as such, will be affected much more than any other race by any type of catastrophe, not just COVID. Because Raza, the numbers of COVID infections, we are taking it up the ass. Let me get into some numbers and also some reasons we, Raza, are paying the price. From The Guardian, dated January 30th, the average number of Latino residents dying from coronavirus each day in Los Angeles County has increased by more than 1,000% since November, according to county public health officials. 1,000%? No mames. How does that happen? That shit only happens when you buy stock in GameStop. God damn. Here's another one. In November, the average number of Latino residents in LA County dying from COVID-19 each day stood at 3.5 deaths per 100,000 residents. So November, 3.5 deaths per 100,000. But now it's 40 deaths per 100,000. That's an increase of over 1,000% again. Now I understand why, you know, she thought it might be a genetic reason. My son's girlfriend, that is. How are Latinos getting so much of this freaking virus when no one else seems to be? At least not at that rate. And one more fact from the Guardian article. 231 Latinos died per 1,000 people in Los Angeles County as compared to 82 white people per 100,000. That's fucking a lot bigger. We are paying the price and taking a toll. But why are we, Raza? What's going on? So Raza, no mames, that is crazy. But Raza, why are we paying the price? Why Latinos? It's because Latinos make up much of the essential workforce and are often forced between risking exposure to the virus and earning a paycheck. And that's right, having something to eat. So our leaders labeled certain jobs that is mostly Latino jobs essential, yet didn't offer anything else but a fucking label or a tag. Yeah, fucking essential, that tag. So there was no hazard pay. There was no mandatory testing. There was no front of the line for the vaccine. There was just o trabajas o no tragas. And that's just wrong, Raza, and nobody to blame but our government, our leaders, our mayor, our governor, our past president, maybe our current president. We'll see. Here's another fact from the same article. Already throughout Latino communities in Los Angeles County, everybody knows somebody who has had the virus. A huevo, at that infection rate for Latinos, we all know someone who has had it. And sadly, we all probably know someone who has died from it. Just like my little Super Bowl gathering, mostly everyone there had already gotten the virus. So my thought at that Super Bowl gathering was right. We were a reflection of LA County. But recently, you know, cases have started going down and the scientists are not sure why. I wonder if it's because we basically all have had it. Could that be? Pero no agarren confianza, cabrones. Because we all have older loved ones at home who have been careful and we don't want to bring it to them. One last excerpt from the article. This one I have also thought all along for our nation, our state, and our local governments. Here goes. We are an embarrassment to industrialized societies in our ability to get COVID-19 under control. As a result, Californians of color are getting sick and dying and having a difficult time recovering. At the same time, millions of Californians are requiring them to put their bodies on the line. Yeah, Raza, by calling us essential, we have had to put our lives on the line. But for what? For a regular low wage, like always, with no special protection, no special pay? Que cabrón, Raza, once again, we pay the price for this state and this country. So the vaccine, Raza, the cure for this big-ass problem that has changed the world and has caused so much grief and misery to our gente. Well, an article again from The Guardian published on Monday says, Latinos have received 15% of nearly 5 million COVID-19 vaccine doses that have been administered in the state so far, half the rate of white residents, though Latinos make up the bulk of infections and deaths. No la chingues. Now that they are aware it's affecting us more, it seems they are not doing anything to protect us. They, the government, are just letting us die. And they wonder why Latinos do not have any trust of the government. The way it looks, I can understand why some people might say, this shit is planned. This is how they want it. You know why? Because it fucking looks that way. And it is that way. We are dying, but where are the vaccines in the Latino neighborhoods? Where are the vaccines for the so-called essential workers? They are in white people's arms. That's where they are. And I know because of the mistrust of the government, Raza can't help but to also mistrust the vaccine itself. Just like the virus killed us, will the vaccine also do more harm than good? Well, Raza, like in a previous podcast, I am a man of science. And I will have to go with the science on this one. And I will also have to go with what stops all the deaths in Latino communities. And at this point, all we have is the vaccine. Raza, I mentioned that even in my immediate family, there is division regarding us getting vaccinated. I won't say who, my wife, but someone already told me they just won't get it, my wife. And even though I am preaching for all of us to get it, I have to respect that it is a personal decision. No adult can be forced to get vaccinated. But damn, Raza, don't the numbers speak for themselves? Can't we see that the only way out of this is a vaccine? Because any other option just leads to more deaths. I get the skepticism and the mistrust, Raza, I do. History has showed that government has never favored us or tried to help us. It was always trying to fuck us to get what they needed, mostly taxes and cheap labor. So I get it, I really do. But this COVID virus has devastated our community, and I want it to end. Every time I hear about a death from COVID, it seems closer and closer to me and my loved ones, and maybe selfishly so. But I don't want a avoidable tragedy in my family. So yeah, Raza, my ama, who is 87 years old, has had her first shot. And in about a week, she gets her second. And all I can say is I'm glad that she did, because I'm going to trust the science and know she is soon going to be totally protected from that fucking virus. The COVID virus that has hurt our community so much with help from our disappointing ass government, who continues to marginalize our brown communities. Okay, Raza, gonna end this one on a very sad note, but that is what COVID is, Raza, just sadness and misery for our communities. But somehow, like we always do, we will get past this and thrive once again. Let's just hope that with the vaccine, that is sooner than later. I am out, Raza, you all take care.
No sé qué tienen las flores, llorona, las flores del campo santo. No sé qué tienen las flores, llorona, las flores del campo santo. Que cuando las mueve el viento, llorona, parece que están llorando. Que cuando las mueve el viento, llorona. llorona, parece que están llorando.
Ay, viejo, chingas tanto llorona, con esa madre de Chicano Cast que me puse llorona, la vacuna.
That's good, vieja. Ahora sí te voy a llevar a Puerto Vallarta.
¿Pero por qué es good, cabrón? Si me está saliendo otro ojo en el cachete.
No te apures, vieja. Ahora te vamos a llamar la... ¡Ay, ay, ay!
Me quitarán de quererte, llorona, pero de olvidarte nunca. Me quitarán de quererte, llorona, pero de olvidarte nunca. Cristo de fierro, llorona, mis penas le conté yo. A un santo Cristo de fierro, llorona, mis penas le conté yo. ¿Cuáles no serían mis penas, llorona, que el santo Cristo lloró? ¿Cuáles no serían mis penas, llorona, que el santo Cristo lloró? Ay, de mi llorona.